This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, walking dogs, Dramamine, and the number of sex partners is discussed. We'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
All right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I saw her standing in a corner with a corn dog in her hand. By the way, she took the first bite. I knew I was her man.
Yeah.
Never mind the lazy eye. She's got that look off to the right. She can see behind her when there's danger at night. We got a corn dog love, rub-a-dub-dub, sitting in a tub. It's a kind of love that daddy's been dreaming of. Corn dog love. Corn dog love.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are here.
I have a question.
Deal with it.
Yes. Tom, you have those three white dogs.
Right.
Do you walk them all three at the same time?
Very rarely.
I was going to say.
Man, I would like, you need to have someone video that when you do.
Yeah, it's hard.
That would be a trick.
So how much weight is that combined? Like 180 pounds?
Oh, no. Yeah, probably about that. No, I typically do two at a time.
It's hard for me to walk two. I cannot imagine.
I think it's a law that if you walk three or more dogs at once, you have to wear a shawl.
I think people think I'm a professional dog walker.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah. No, I don't have room for any more. Thank you.
Do you take the special one out by yourself?
The special one.
The one that's real scary. Yeah,
one of them doesn't need a leash. But I put her on one anyway, just in case, because she just gets frightened. But it depends, just whatever mood I'm in, and whichever one has not pooped in a long, long time. And I go, okay, here's the deal. We're going out, just me and you. I'm going to give you the signal, and then we're going to go, right?
You have a signal?
It doesn't work.
Like, oh. Nod your head?
I wish I had one. I that'd be a great invention.
But you say, like, I'm hurry up? That's my phrase.
I go poopy. Let's go poopy.
And I know.
That works for you?
Yeah.
Let's go poopy. How about hurry up?
I go, let's go poopy when I want her to poop. Wrong.
Doesn't let's go poopy sound like a 1960s let's era film for this?
Why not?
Film to train your 4-year-old.
All right. Do your dirty, filthy business. How about that?
Let's go poopy.
It's potty or poopy. Go potty or poopy.
Potty is pee and poopy is poop.
But poopy, exactly. But poopy is potty.
Well, sometimes they do both. But
I feel bad for you.
When I had a dog, I would stand in my backyard and shout, S already!
Hey, there, my neighbor. Huh? Here he comes. Just like clockwork. Okay. Quarter after six.
Well, when it's raining, a lot of towels. That's all you need.
Yeah.
What's happening in the world of news?
A Dramamine is in the news today. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary.
I'm a user.
Are you?
Yeah, on planes and sometimes amusement parks.
Really?
Yes.
I used to never get airsick until this last time that I was on a plane. I got kind of airsick.
Really? Yeah.
That never happened before.
Well, they're releasing a puffer jacket made out of barf bags.
Oh,
sounds lovely, doesn't it?
I hope they're all empty.
I do. Dramamine calls itself the number one name in motion-related nausea relief, effectively preventing and treating nausea, dizziness, vomiting, and queasiness. The brand launching a new campaign to honor the barf bag, which it says has been made, quote, all but defunct due to Dramamine's effectiveness in preventing unexpected upchucks.
Unexpected upchucks.
As part of the campaign dubbed the Last Barf Bag, Dramamine commissioned artist Jesse Bearden to design a puffer jacket using upcycled barf bags.
Okay, so not recycled.
No.
Yeah, these are just have been discarded for for some reason or another.
The one of a kind garment will go on sale April 17th with one lucky buyer paying just $7.50 for the jacket. So is it like a raffle?
It's not bad. It's kind of cool looking.
Huh?
Can you put something in the bags?
Like down
food
or something?
Can you tell their bags?
Yeah, would you know those were barf
bags? Yes. Okay. One of them, for example, says seat occupied. It's kind of cool looking. When they say puffer jacket, you know, it's got the...
Like a down jacket.
Yeah, like a big down jacket. It really isn't that ugly. It's multicolored.
Huh.
Obviously, barf bags are...
I'll show it to you guys.
Quite a variety of art on barf bags.
I don't...
See, there you go. That's
They're hard to find anymore. Do you see barf bags in... Was there barf bags on your plane?
Yeah, they're right there. They're
I always feel like they're always in that.
Yeah, they're in the little...
Yeah, I think they always are. Yeah.
If they're not in there, the guy before you...
used it?
Yeah. I've had to use one. It's no treat.
Oh, boy.
You have?
Yeah.
Now, do you dispose of it yourself somehow? Or do you hand it to...
No, sadly, you have to... I mean, that's where the... Yet another difficulty of being a flight attendant is having to deal with that smile on your face.
Yeah.
Do they have like a wire closure or something on them so they can...
There was some kind of a sealer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. But yeah, I've only had to do it once. I've had to help a child with it.
Occasion
of ulcers. Yeah, man, what are you going to do?
But it's kind of a cool jacket. They're not manufacturing a lot of them.
No, just the one, I guess it's...
Kind of a raffle thing.
Yeah, right.
Huh. So, good luck, Dramamine. And then, Pat, you were saying on the cruise ships, a lot of people are... They have the transdermal patches, and that's kind of a Dramamine type thing.
I think so. It must
be. Do they get those before they get on the ships, or do you get them when you get on?
Yeah, they know ahead of time it may be an issue, and they wear them.
So, Christy, you're going on a cruise. You're concerned about...
Yes, because I've never been on I've been on one, but it was a long time ago, and it was very short. This is like a 10-day deal. And
ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Mykonos, Santorini? Yeah.
No, I'm going...
With Andy.
Yeah, it's our honeymoon.
Who's this Greek guy you've been seeing? Mykonos. He sounds like a fun guy.
We saved up. We're going to the Mediterranean.
I don't know how lovely.
Barcelona to Rome. Yeah.
Olive fields as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
So is that, whatever those things are, those transdermal patches, are those prescription or can you just walk in the store and buy them?
I think they might be prescription. I'm not sure.
My girlfriend said I should ask my doctor for them, so I'm assuming they're prescription.
Well, I hope you don't get kidnapped.
Yeah,
you guys, right?
Yeah. Rampant.
Why
these
would
days.
I get kidnapped?
Yeah.
Come on,
Americans overseas. It's always always
Christy. Good news for your husband. I just found out here.
Oh, if she gets kidnapped?
No, they're suppositories, the Dramamine.
Those are the Cramamine.
Yeah, the most effective. Yeah. The most effective. Those are big.
Did you just look that up?
Cramamine.
That's right. Yeah, I mean,
Cramamine. If you just look that up, you are my hero. Cramamine.
Pat, didn't your father pronounce them Dramamine?
Hit the end, son.
Clearly, shoot it to the bleachers.
Romeo,
wherefore art thou, Dramamine? No. Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'll get the patch. I'll take one, or be prepared.
Talk to a
physician,
qualified medical professional.
I have one.
I don't think they really have suppository Dramamine.
I'm not using it.
If you're seasick, once you're seasick, you go, look, I don't care. Put a softball in there. Anything to get this to go away. I want to get on land.
A new global survey reveals the average number of sex partners during a person's life in each country. Speaking of traveling, according to the study from the World Population Review, the five countries with the highest average number of sexual partners are... Number five, South Africa, with 12.5.
Have you seen those people? They all look like Charlize Theron and Dave Matthews.
Or surprised it isn't 100.
Yeah, exactly. You think that'd be higher?
Number four, Iceland, with 13 partners.
Hideous people. I don't know.
They're all blonde, right?
They got to stay warm. They're doing it all the time. Yeah. Number three, New Zealand, with 13.2 partners. Number two, Australia, 13.3 partners.
Okay.
They're beautiful people in Australia, let's face it.
Sure.
What is it, the old Australian joke? Let's move the furniture, because if this is anything like kangaroos, we're going to need all the room we can get or something, isn't it? Charlie, help me, isn't it?
I'm not familiar.
I don't know that joke.
He's been used to banging kangaroos. And
I see. The Australian cowboy comes into town. You better move the furniture or something like that. Banging a kangaroo. Good. Or is it ostrich? I can't remember.
This is probably going to surprise you. It sure did me. The number one country with the highest average number of sexual partners.
Cleveland.
Germany.
Turkey with 14.5 partners. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
But the problem with this survey and almost all of these surveys is it's self-reporting. So.
Well, how else would that? Well, you're not going to have somebody stand there and follow you around your whole life.
But I'm saying there are a lot of people that aren't going to answer to the survey, and those that do are going to make stuff up. So I'm always skeptical of this self-reporting stuff.
The United States came in 12th with an average of 10.7 partners.
You don't have to say, you don't have to make a proclamation as far as what you're skeptical about. You just say, I'm skeptical.
Well, I admit people
for whatever story.
The average person, according to my survey, is not skeptical enough.
The average number of sexual partners a person has in the United States varied widely by state. Residents of Louisiana reporting an average of 15.7, whereas people of Utah reported an average of 2.6.
Well, yeah.
See, that's a huge difference.
Yeah, that is a huge difference. But you're dealing with a religious state,
of course,
pretty much.
Makes sense when there's cultural
Mormon
components.
Yeah, of
but I'm wondering if they're the only ones telling the truth.
Who, Utah or Louisiana?
Yeah, I don't know. That's really interesting to me. That's where you really see the numbers change, because the other ones are pretty close. You know, 14 in Turkey, 13 in South Africa, whatever it is. Whereas you've got that huge disparity between Louisiana and Utah. So it tells you, folks, if you want to go into sexcation, you go to
Louisiana.
Go to New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, let's be look
or Turkey.
When you count family, Louisiana is going to be number one.
Let's just.
Okay. I see what we have to do now. Another apology letter.
Now,
some of these are jokes.
I wonder what country has the most children per family.
Oh,
that would be
Ireland.
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, Catholic.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'll have to see if I can find an answer to that question. I did not know that the Turks were so. Horny. Randy.
Apparently, Polish are Randy as well, because our next story involves a Polish priest. who's been sentenced to jail after hosting an orgy.
Here's a joke I just wrote. You hear about the Polish priest chick? He's Jewish.
Hey, now.
I think I offended at least three.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think you offended me, and I'm not any of those things.
I think you've offended, let's see, Catholics, those of Polish ancestry, and those of the Jewish faith. Nicely done. Wow, you got really, that's
the trifecta.
Really something over there.
According to Polish media reports, one of the revelers at this particular orgy had called an ambulance after a male prostitute collapsed at the priest's home and apparently had overdosed on erectile dysfunction pills.
Oh boy.
A lot going on here. Paramedics were allegedly refused entry and were only able to attend to the victim after police were called. The priest, referred to as Tomasz Z, received a jail sentence of 18 months for sexual offenses, supplying of drugs, and failing to provide assistance to a person in danger of loss of life or serious bodily harm.
That's real.
And he was discharged from the clergy, too, by the way. Well, obviously.
Yeah, by the way, the guy that had the ED overdose, his funeral, the open casket, bottom half of the casket.
Yeah. I don't think we're getting this close.
Wow, this thing, rigor mortis is set in. This baby ain't going anywhere. Christ, wasn't the only thing rising at that party. Oh, I'll tell you what. But it does sound like the beginning of a joke, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got a Polish priest at an orgy?
Yeah.
There's nothing good coming out of that.
Yeah. The guy got hurt while they were screwing in a light bulb.
That's not bad. When we said screw the light bulb.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the classic joke?
Sure. Yeah.
God, that is just sad. Well,
very sad.
Yeah, okay.
A woman says she shelled
Christy,
out.
Christy, how many feminists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. How many, Josh?
I'm going to clean it up. Two. One to screw it in, the other to make me dinner. Trust me, I cleaned it up.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's still highly offensive.
Oh, yeah. It sounds kind of
fun the way you did it. Right.
Yeah. Cleaning it up really doesn't really help anything, does it? Hang on a second. You've offended anyone with any kind of a sensibility. Feminists, those of the Catholic faith, those of the Jewish faith. Who else did we get in there? All Polish folks.
And let's not forget fans of real comedy.
Oh, okay.
I often offend them.
Seriously offended by that joke. We have an interesting thing coming up in the world of tattoo art.
Right now, actually.
Good.
A woman says she shelled out nearly $2,000 to cover up several tattoos inked by her drunken friend.
Let's do this.
Well, let's kick back to a night in 2020 when an inebriated Natalie Renee brought out a $60 tattoo kit she'd ordered on Amazon.
Right there. How is that even legal?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it's not.
And allowed her friend to tattoo her. The 35-year-old law student reported that, quote, really kicked in the following morning. Kicked in the following morning. One of the tattoos was meant to be a love heart with an arrow through it, but it ended up looking like a hairy penis. After living with the inadvertently X-rated tattoos for years, Ms. Renee spent about $1,700 to have them professionally covered up. Wow.
As opposed to removed. I mean, how do you...
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Yeah, that's lovely.
It is sort of penile.
Oh, by gosh, it does, yeah.
Because there's like...
Yeah. There's nothing about that looks like a heart.
You got the testicles there?
Well, the heart would be where the testicles, it's the arrow going through it. You see,
You could try to pass it off to your friends as a, this is a fertility symbol of my tribe.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, really? What tribe are you? Us, Starbucks. That's pathetic.
Look at that.
I wonder what
next to a coffee mug that has Lucky 13 on it. not really, ma'am. You seem to.
Who is surprised if you have a drunk friend tattooing you with a home tattoo? It looks like they just took the kit must just be a pin.
Yeah.
And you just poke the skin and rub. So it's prison tattoo style, essentially.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it looks
it's got
like
that coloring to it also.
I wonder what she got covered up. I wonder what she put over it.
Oh.
We'll have to figure it out.
I'm with stupid pointing at her face.
I'm with me.
No, if you're dumb enough or drunk enough to say, I have an idea, why don't you give me, do me a tattoo? Come on. What do you expect you're going to get? Tattoo, there should be like a breathalyzer lock on the home tattoo box.
There shouldn't be a home tattoo kit. Come on.
Well, maybe a lot of great tattoo artists started out that way.
Yeah.
I thought you had to have a license to be able to tattoo.
They say that about everything.
Yeah.
Driving.
Yeah. Neurosurgery.
Yeah. There's people driving right now listening to the show. They've never had a driver's license.
And they're doing great.
And they're fine.
Yeah. And maybe tattooing in the back of a moving car.
Damn right. Yeah. Talk about thrilling.
Hepatitis. Hepatitis schmepatitis. This needle, we used it last week. It's got to be clean. It's unbelievable.
Thrilling.
Wow. Pat, are you still going to get that tattoo taken off?
I want to, yeah. It's expensive, though.
Holy smokes.
How much does it cost to take that off?
I don't know. Jess was telling me it was pretty expensive.
It is pricey, and right? It is painful.
You can get a beginning tattoo kit on Amazon for under $40.
That's
crazy.
That is alarming.
Yes. It's got the, oh my goodness, okay.
I mean, is it tattoo just a needle and ink?
It's got a tattoo gun, cartridges, needles, ink. Oh, it does come with gloves, at least.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there some kind of a health warning with this thing? I would hope.
I'm flabbergasted. I had no idea you could do this.
Let's do it. Let's just order one and just give each other tattoos one morning.
Now we've got a show. Yes.
I will observe.
No, you're going to be first.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.